Go on.
So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, for I am bound away. Fare thee well, my pretty little girl, for I am bound away. On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail for that sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with the cargo of bricks for the grand city hall in New York. She was an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the trade winds drove her. Well, she stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and we called her the Irish Rover.
Sir!
Very well.
My
pretty little girl, for I am bound away. Very well, my pretty little girl, for I am bound away.
We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million sides of old blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 6 million hogs. We had 7 million dogs. And 8 million barrels of water. We had 9 million bales of old Nanny Goat's tails, all aboard of the Irish Rover.
So
fare thee well, my pretty little girl.
From the banks of the Lee, we had Hogan from County Tyrone. We had Johnny McGuirk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmead called Malone. We had Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Bailey from Dover. We had Dublin from Clare, just as strong as a bear, all aboard the Irish Rover.
So
fare thee well, my pretty little girl, for I am bound away. Fare thee well, my pretty little girl, for I am bound away.
We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and that ship lost its way in the fog.
Fit fog!
Was reduced down to two, just myself and that captain's old dog. Well, the ship struck a rock, my God, what a shock! And then she keeled right over. She went 9 times around, and the little dog was drowned.
I am the last of the Irish Rover.
So, man.